Ring ring, this is a podcast ad and it's about starting your own podcast. Today's a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show. Podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all major podcast directories within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. So if you want to start your own podcast, be sure to click the link in the description, and Buzzsprout will send you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. You'll also get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and more. So join over 100,000 podcasters. And remember, click the link in the description if you're ready to start your own podcast.
Well, it's because I'm holding it. And it's really
It's karaoke really night.
Yeah. I can't think of the last time I actually held
the
mic. I'm about to drop this joint.
That's what I'm saying. It's like yeah, for real. Like other than like school, like I never just had a microphone.
Yeah.
Like ever.
For no reason at all.
Yeah, like there's nothing I need to tell people that loudly.
Yeah, like, it doesn't come up in conversation where you're just like, yeah, I've never had to hold a mic before.
Yeah, exactly. Like I mean, I understand like where speech, like. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have stage fright, like, because they're scared to speak publicly.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I've had that before. I
get it all the time.
I took a speech class. I had to take a speech class at HAC. And, like, the first speech, bro, I was shook.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Like, literally, I was gripping. Yo, my big ass was gripping the fucking podium. I'm, like, telling my story.
You destroyed the paper up front.
Yo, nah. I got an A on that, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the story was just mad personal.
Damn.
So, like, they thought I was shaking because, like, I was so emotional. They thought I was being emotional.
Hey, if you ever want to get
It was actually because I was shook. Like, I'm like, yo, I really haven't done this in so long.
They thought you were about to cry.
Yeah, like, yo, like, damn, my man almost lost his homie. Like, yo, for real, A+.
Yeah, if you ever want to get an A in school, just make it mad personal. I guess you can't do that with math. But.
Yeah.
All right, let's start this shit off.
Nah, bro. I'm sure there's somewhere you could twist that.
What?
You can twist that.
Twist what?
Like the math. Like if you play like sports. Like I hate number 8. He broke my. He's the one that tore my ACL and ended my career.
You're trolling.
That's personal. I'll never forget it. I feel like wouldn't you be mad being an athlete and like. Imagine getting injured. Would you blame the other nigga?
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
Like, boy, didn't have to block my shot. Nah, I landed funny, you feel me?
Welcome to episode 16 of the Almanac Podcast. My name is Alex. I'm here with my boy, Eddie.
Yo, yo. Oh, vibe with me.
Welcome to the Almanac Podcast. This is Alex, and I'm here with my boy, Eddie.
Thank you. Right, yo. It feels so real.
Thank you.
How are you, bro?
Stressed.
Stressed over what?
Oh, sorry. I'm not actually stressed. I'm just, like, tired. Exhausted.
Nah, that's bro. All. That was the truth. You tried to cover it up. Backstory. He's my alibi. That's my alibi.
Screw the truth.
And I'm sticking to it.
God damn.
Case, yo.
Really?
Yeah, I bought this cheap ass case off of Amazon.
Oh yeah, so did I. We have the same phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like you wanna. What kind of phone is it, bro?
No.
Is that where we're going? Like,
no, I was just thinking.
Oh, no, because same phone.
No, because
yeah,
I,
bro.
No, because I did the same thing. I went
I
on
also
Amazon.
Get to a bag.
I guess.
The same phone, yeah, bro. I also get to a bag. Nah, but what were you saying?
No, I was just agreeing with you because I did the same thing. I went on Amazon and got a cheap-ass case. And, like, I dropped this phone a lot. And I'm really scared that one day.
It makes me, like, think. I'm like, all these times I used to spend, like, drop, like, $50 on, like, an OtterBox or, like, a spec case. Only when I could have just went to Amazon for $12.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it was just a shitty phone, so it was going to break anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's get into this.
I would say, shit, I love this phone.
Oh, yeah, I know. But that's what I'm kind of getting at. I've dropped it so many times.
Even though it's made out of glass, technically, that's what they're saying. They're saying it's so easy to break. But, yo, I've honestly never broken iPhone. Like, that's it. That's, like, if you want me to say, like, an accomplishment, I've never broken an iPhone.
I broke one screen.
For real?
Which is crazy. I used to be like, this crazy, like, Android user. So I'd use, like, a bunch of Android phones, and I would go through them so fast. I would literally go through, like, 4 or 5 phones a year. As soon as I switched to iPhone, completely different story. I had a phone for maybe about, like, 5 years before anything actually happened to it, which is insane.
Got you.
Yeah, you got me.
I mean, I've broken, like, I broke the home button before.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I've never, like, cracked my iPhone screen. Like, I've seen people with, like, chunks of glass missing. Like, you can see the insides.
Just, like, dicked iPhone 5s.
Yo, bro. If I see the inside, I don't want
it. Like... Bent. Oh yeah, his phone's actually bent.
Not my phone.
Not yours.
I was like, not my phone, but like, but I'm saying, but if you can see the guts, you definitely need a new phone, or at least replace the glass.
Do something. Yeah, I feel you. So let's get into this. We got a decent list here today. We're gonna start off with Kendall Jenner loses a Fyre Festival lawsuit that she was involved in. She's expected to pay about $90,000 as a result of her participating with the promoting of the event, which is...
That's like jump change to her, though.
It is, but...
Light money.
it's light crazy money. That they can... Because I would imagine that the Fyre Festival, they paid her for a promotion. I don't know if they could fault her with not knowing that... It was going to be such a scam or a scandal.
What do you mean they can't fault her?
How is she supposed to know that?
It's a scandal?
It's a scam.
Because you signed up for it.
Yeah, but let's...
How are you going to promote something and I know nothing about it?
Let me put it to you in perspective. I'm a model. You come to me. You're promoting a festival. And you ask me to take a couple pictures to promote this festival. At this point, how would I know that this is going to be it?
A scam?
A scam and a total waste of time.
I mean, that's business. That's business.
Yeah, but you're being approached by some kind of high-level people, I guess. Like, what consider a class of celebrity would you categorize Ja Rule?
Ja Rule?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, upper class, just because, like, my man has money, but, like...
You think he's, like, a B-list celebrity or...
B-list?
A-list?
I would say C-list.
C?
Yeah, like he was. I mean, he was a guy at one point.
Okay. He was the guy at one point.
I guess.
Huh. Well, anyway, but can't you see how that, like, that doesn't necessarily mean that she should have to pay for that?
What do you mean?
For those promotions.
But, like...
Or, she's being dragged into this.
Well, when they say promotions, like, she just took pictures for it, or she said she was going to be in attendance?
They were offering the people that were trying to run the Fyre Festival, they were trying to get as many celebrities there as possible. That was the whole appeal. Like, everyone's going to be there.
But was she supposed to be one of those celebrities?
Well, the thing is, if you were...
Stop ducking my question,
if
bro.
If you were a promoter, you were able to come to the festival for free.
Oh, so it wasn't like a guarantee. Clickbait almost.
It's
still.
An open invitation. It's not your coming.
It's like clickbait almost. It depends on how she presented it. Like, well, how did she promote? How did she promote? Like, did she just take a picture? What?
From what I remember, yeah, she like posted a picture or something. It was like orange.
Cause like
completely orange, and then
because like when you put your face on something, you associate yourself to that,
right? But why would you want to be at fault? Like, let's say I hire you to promote an event and it's a scam, and now they're coming for you so that you can bail me out.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Because like that, the way I see it is that they're trying to like the money they use to pay her for the promotion of Fyre Festival is that 90 grand. And that 90 grand came from the people that lost all that money in the scam, is the way I see it.
Okay.
That's the only angle I can see it, like, just being, like, you know, able to attack that. Why are you smiling at me like that?
Bro, nah, nothing.
What?
Nothing, bro. But
am I not making sense?
No, I mean, I hear you. I'm just saying, like, if I say I'm having a cookout and it's $5 entries and your face is on the flyer, bro, you're a part of that. Like, you agree to let me put your face on the flyer, bro. You're associated. By association, it's your fault. Because, I mean, like, even if you said that it wasn't promised that she was going to be there, but, like, if she's promoting it, they're going to assume. A lot of people could just assume, like, because you're, like, they paid her for her fan base. Like, people are going to know about it because, like, her fans are going to know about it because of her. So they're going to assume, oh, she probably going to pop out. It's like, that's like Michael Jordan having a camp and not being there. Like, you expect him to pop up at some point. If you just had a Michael Jordan camp.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I just don't know.
Like, I would hate to go to, like, a LeBron camp and LeBron don't pop up once. I better see this man. Like, I paid for the camp. I could play basketball by myself. Like, I didn't need.
Yeah, but it was a festival. So, like, I mean, Kendall's not an artist.
She could still be on stage. Hosting it. Anybody can host.
She's not doing that.
Yeah, she would. Why wouldn't she? Didn't she do like a Pepsi commercial?
That's not hosting.
Bro, but she's that's acting.
Yeah, well, no. Hosting is a whole different monster.
Not. It's acting.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I could host it.
I don't think you could.
I could.
There's no way.
I've had a get together at my house before. It's not that different. Just more people.
Because you just get them drunk as hell. Like,
that's the plan of hosting. So fast. We get the front crowd so drunk.
No, I'm talking about like Emmys, like hosting the Emmys.
That's what I'm saying. You just have to be really Oscars. You just have to be really polite. That's it.
Have you met you? Like, you're not that polite.
I can be.
No, you're not.
In a working environment, if there's a bag involved, I'm very polite.
There's no. All right, your reason right, I guess. Oh shit. I don't know.
I mean, it's just
such a weird, like, because I feel like from what I remember from the documentaries, there were a lot more celebrities involved. Like, why am I only hearing about this, like, specific celebrity?
I mean, yeah, I don't
like if she's having to pay this. Doesn't everyone promoting this have to pay?
So now that brings me to another, like, if nobody else is being named, that means she's taking the heat for it.
That's kind of why I'm
because it's a
up.
Scam. It's a scam. It was a scam. That's how it's sounding. Mm-hmm. And like, why would you like incriminate everybody else? Like, yo, if Kendall snitches, that's all her. She's like, what? This is all John Rule's idea.
I didn't even think about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they don't bail her out, that's on them. But she also signed up for it. Like I said, if you don't look into the business you get into, that's on you.
Okay. All right. I'm not even gonna argue that.
You should look into that. That's like you saying, like you're starting a clothing brand, and like Bo says, yeah, I can get you these T-shirts, and then, like at a warehouse, and you go and the warehouse is just empty, no machines, nothing. Like, Bo, like you paid for something, but it's not what you thought you was gonna get.
I feel like that's like a scene in Atlanta.
Yeah, for real.
It's very Atlanta-ish.
He's like, so what happened was, T-shirt guy changed his mind, but I got you the warehouse. Feel me, like
that was spot on.
It's like you got your we're. It's like we just told you we were gonna give you something. We didn't say what you were gonna get.
Right,
the scam.
Exactly.
And that's like, yo, know, I've heard stories of just like people like getting like ordering like iPods, and then like it'll be like a fruit or something, just something in a box, like just some random object in a box.
Yeah, yeah. Or you're just getting like counterfeit.
Like, scam. Like it's a scam. Like, you got something. It just wasn't what you wanted.
Gotcha. Yeah. Have you ever been scammed?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Go on.
Oh, my dumb ass. I got an email, mm-hmm. and I thought it was Apple because it looked legit.
Okay.
Like, it had the logo and everything. It took me, and like, even like the website looked solid.
Okay.
So like, then it asked for like my login, and then my dumb ass put it in. Mm-hmm. And then my dumbass put it in. I was like, hold on, because it was over the email that got me. It was saying that someone had purchased something on my account. Because, like, that's why I was like, yo, like I said, you just got charged $10 because, like, some dumbasses really be buying games on, like, their phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I was like, and I had recently just bought my new phone. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, like, yo, maybe the guy at the store didn't reset that joint, right? So maybe some of my settings were still saved on there. So, like, my dumbass put my information in, like, and then, like, after that, they took out, like, $35. Yeah. And then, like, I only
cleaned Cleaned you out, huh?
Yo, yeah, for real. Yo, like, little hits. No, but it's no, like, hits, so I won't notice.
Right.
Because, like, nigga, if you don't slowly notice, like, $5 being taken out, like, you're not... I'm like, oh, I probably bought, like, a soda, or I went to McDonald's, something little, like, you know, yeah.
Something very small.
Yeah. So it started off like that. I peeped it, because then I finally, like, I guess they tried to do, like, a big jump, and my bank stopped it. Like, yo, this is unusual. I don't know where this is coming from. Like, feel me? Like, yo, is this you? I'm like, nah. After that, they immediately just shut my shit down, and then I had to, like, reorganize everything, like, my emails, all that. That's the only time I've gotten scammed.
Okay. I think the only time I ever got...
I'm thankful I never got scammed for shoes. I ain't gonna lie, though. I've scammed a nigga with shoes. I've scammed niggas with shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that. Not you. I'm just saying that. I can see that being a thing.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Not you specifically.
I can see that. I see that side of you. I'm a con man, huh? Just like, get it by any means.
Exactly. Shit, I forgot what I was going to say now. You lost me.
Yeah, I was talking about the shoe thing.
Yeah, I can see how that's a pretty common thing in that industry. Or I can see it be a common thing.
I mean, yeah. Nowadays, fakes are, like, so good, you can hardly even tell the difference.
Really? Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Can you tell?
I do so much research before I buy a shoe, especially if I'm dropping, like, top dollar for it.
Okay.
But, like, now, I mean, lately, I've just been hitting, like, retail. Like, I've been getting real lucky on, like, websites and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's crazy, though, because, like, I'm, like, even now, I still invest into it because there's a market for it. Mm-hmm. Like, and, like, I was playing Call of Duty, like, the other day, and, like, there's people talking about it. Literally, the people that were on my team were just talking about, like, the shoes that were coming out that I've also been, like, eyeing up just for, like, selling purposes.
Right.
Like, both talking about, like, yeah, you know, usually I make about, like, this much a year off these. And both, like, the Bulls just interviewing him about, like, I guess he was curious about it. Because, like, it's like a skate shoe. And,
yeah.
And, like, some of them are, like, I guess one Bull was actually a skater. He had, like, ties with a skate shop. Because, like, usually, like, skate shops get, like, special releases. Like, really? Extra special releases.
Right.
Because, like, it's already, like, a limited release. But, like, they get, like a friends and family pack that comes with, like, special packaging and other accessories. And then, like, those, the value for those just goes up.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that's also, like, a, you know, like, a backdoor thing where people, like, are, like, you know, you give it to your friend. You feel me? Like, if I was the manager of a Foot Locker, I'd be like, yeah, yo, yeah, bro, yeah. Flip, like, you know, niggas could just hit me up, like, yo,
go
bro,
flip this.
Hold a couple pairs for me to the side, blah, blah, blah. Because that's a thing. I don't care what nobody says. Like, I feel like the way, like, designer shoes responded was just by increasing their quantities.
Right.
Just so it's like, now you can't, like, buy, like, if you buy too many pairs, it's gonna get loud. It's gonna be, that's too hot. Imagine being the man, like, hey, John, like, I get you're the manager, but you can't hold 10 pairs. Like, customer, like, you feel me? Like, my man got a whole family size run.
I'm glad they never held my bread ones when I first got those. Because they really could have, like, easily.
I also, you know, also on top of that, I think they did that just because, like, yo, like, the violence over sneakers was, like, crazy at one point.
You mean, like, what, in New York, like, the Supreme?
No, all over the country, I mean, country, bro.
Oh, really?
People used to die over sneakers.
I didn't know that.
Like, I'm talking about, like, shoes I'd be wearing, like, all this, like, casually, bro, people were getting shot and killed just for those shoes. Imagine catching a body for, like, $200.
Like, no, I can't imagine.
Use $200. like you never heard that joke, like, what size are you? Like, you know, like, for
yeah.
me, like, that's people, like, that was a real thing, like...
You ever get sized up like that?
I've never gotten sized up like that. But, like, I remember being in, when, like, I've only been in line for shoes once. And that was when I first got into Jordans and shit like that. And I remember, like, people were actually talking about it. Like, yo, bro, what are you copping? Are you copping this and this and that? Like, what size? Like, people were so panicked about getting their size.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, damn, like, niggas is really pressed to get that 10 and a half.
Mm-hmm. Those are hard sizes to get.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, normally, yeah, it's like a average size.
Yeah. Any average is, like... rare.
But I'm glad I'm like a 10 and a half. Like, I don't want to be like a big boat. like a boat shoe. Like, I don't care what nobody says. Like, the bigger, like, you got big foot. Like, no amount of jean is going to save you from that big ass rabbit foot. Like, you Bugs Bunny foot ass boy. Like, like. Yo, them just be like long. Them just be long. I remember, yo, I used to like, I remember like when I, after I finally started getting working, like making my own money, mm-hmm. and I would go shopping. I would shop at like Ross and shit, bro. And I remember they used to go up to like size 18. I'm like, yo, who the fuck is
Oh, you mean like the clearance?
Yeah, like the clearance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yo, I used to see size 18 like Nikes, and it was just so unusual to me. I'm like, yo, Shaquille O'Neal doesn't even play anymore. Like, bro, I remember I stuck my own foot in that shoe.
Why?
Like with the shoe on. I had a shoe on, and I put another shoe.
Just, I mean, just I remember to see like, fit. Yeah, I remember like holding them as kids. Like as a kid, I would hold like a big like size 14 shoe.
Yeah,
just bigger than my face.
Like, imagine getting stopped up by this nigga. With Tim's at that.
That's going to hurt.
Size 18 Tim's. That's a lethal weapon, that's, sir. That's effective to kill.
That's like a more.
Yo, that's premeditated murder. That's a.
It's like a Mortal Kombat boss.
Hate crime. Yo, for the boot just grows.
That's it.
Yo, Mortal Kombat. Like.
That's like a Def Jam fight. Def Jam for
Vendetta.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
That was,
they need to bring that back.
That was when it was like cartoony.
Yeah,
I know, yo.
But you know they were rocking the Tim's in that game, heavy,
bro. That's all it was. It was Tim's do rags, headbands.
If you were getting stomped by Tim's in that game, it hurt. You felt that.
Yo, it's just crazy. They had niggas doing backflips and jumping off walls. Like, yo, I know Method Man and Snoop Dogg is not doing this. These wrestling moves. It was just a bunch of buff Rey Mysterios.
Yeah, but could you imagine the players that they would have if they just released a current version? There'd be so many characters. So many.
Yo, that's a fact. But, like, it's just too much beef. That would cause too much beef.
Nah.
What? Bro, imagine. All right, imagine me and you were in the game,
that,
right?
That would mean, like, imagine anyone that takes offense to that type of game, like, is just not seeing, like, hip-hop or rap as a sport.
I don't want that.
Why?
I mean,
it's like, how do you think NBA players feel when they play their 2K player?
Nah, but it's different.
How's it different?
Because it's verbal.
What?
It's verbal. Like, I mean, like, and with basketball, you know, it's physical, but like, you're
but
not
it's a
like
video game.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that, but like, it's more so like it's a sport. I don't consider rap is not a sport to me.
Why?
Just it's a sport. Just because it gets trophies? There's competitions.
It's very competitive.
It is a competitive, but
you have to, like, to be in the scene, you have to be well seasoned.
Bro, it's not a sport though.
Why isn't it a sport?
It's like video games aren't a sport.
You're
not physically doing anything.
I bet I can walk up to probably like a 12-year-old right now and they'd counter argue that.
I'd love to see them try.
They would.
All right, cool. So bring a 12-year-old for that one. But when you want to talk about that one. But I'm saying, but like, cause like, bro, imagine. All right, so this is my example. Imagine you and me are both rappers, mm-hmm. and that game comes out. We're both in it, and maybe I don't like you, maybe. And I decide to just like start, or I just start a beef. I don't know, whatever. I literally pick my character, get your character, put him on easy, and whip, and just work his shit, and just record it, and just put it all over his head, just to be like. And I just posted that. How would you feel as an artist if you saw that on my story? Just me whooping your character's ass, like working him, and just like, I don't know, laughing, doing something real.
I'm going to feel the same exact way as the NBA player that's getting balled up in 2K by another player using their own characters.
I wouldn't feel no type of way.
Because it's basketball and the other one's the fighting game?
Yeah. Bro. Like, I could care less if you made a layup on me as opposed to you actually beating my ass.
All right, what about straight dunk?
Beating ass.
Straight dunk, nuts to the face, disrespect type of game. Like,
it's just a game. Like, you can't actually do that. But you could actually fight me. You could actually.
I bet I could do it in 2K if I was an NBA player. Sure. I'm not saying in real life. That's what I'm saying.
Not every NBA player can dunk, though.
Shut the fuck up.
Realistically, it's true. It's a fact. Like, it's crazy. It's all these niggas is taller than me.
Ring, ring. This is a podcast ad, and it's about starting your own podcast. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch
promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all major podcast directories within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. So if you want to start your own podcast, be sure to click the link in the description, and Buzzsprout will send you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. You'll also get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and more. So join over 100,000 podcasters, and remember, click the link in the description if you're ready to start your own podcast.
How did we get here?
Pick an NBA player.
Right now?
Yeah, just pick one.
That can dunk. I feel you're trying to set me up. Right?
I feel like you're wrong.
I'm going to pick an NBA player that can't dunk right now. Hold on.
That can't dunk?
Yeah. That can't dunk. J.J. Redick.
What makes you think he can't dunk?
He can't dunk. I promise you. Maybe young, J.J. Redick.
What makes you think he can't dunk?
I know he can't.
I'm going to look this shit up right now. Fuck you. Hold on.
You going to look it up? Like what? When he's young, he's going to show him in Duke. At Duke, maybe. That's young J.J. Redick.
So what?
Yo, you know how many 2Ks you have to go back to get that J.J. Redick?
I said just pick a player, goddammit.
Anyway, but he's not doing that now. He's not doing that.
Anyway, I'm trying to get at is if I'm playing Def Jam with new rappers now, let's say you're Gunna.
Okay.
Who does he beef with?
Who does Gunna beef with?
Who would he even beef with? I really don't know anything about Gunna. I'm not trying to set him up or anything like that.
Probably French Montana, if anything.
French Montana would be a great player because a lot of people, like, I feel like he has a lot of tension with artists.
A great player?
You know what I mean? Like for Def Jam?
Okay.
So if they did the...
I mean, that's going to be his rage, y'all.
But could you imagine, like, you know he has a lot of, like, tension with other artists in the actual music career.
Yeah.
If he used, like, his character and he was going against someone he was, like, not really cool with, that's a sport. It's a video game.
It's not a sport, though. You're not doing anything.
You're playing Def Jam.
Yeah, but it's not a sport. You're not physically doing it. Sports are physical. Literally, like, yo, you can look it up.
But we're talking about 2K and how that... Do you think 2K is not a sports game?
2K is a sport, but, like, it's a basketball sport.
Okay.
It's just not the same, bro.
Yes.
It's not the same. It's not the same, bro. I could, like, basketball is not as personal as, like, boxing or fighting. Like, bro, boxers actually, like... Like Conor McGregor and that Khabib did that, bro. That's beef on site. Like, there's, like, legal matters involved. Like, my man threw a fucking jack through a tour bus, which is, like, very physically impressive.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, bro. Like,
that was a crazy moment.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, I'd be scared. Like, I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, he roided up in the streets. It was crazy.
I'd have to kill you, bro.
Because you don't see that shit.
Yo.
He fucking hulked it.
Yeah, like, yo, I work in a warehouse, so I know how heavy those drones are. Like, my man just flung it perfectly. I was like, but, like, I can understand why Khabib felt that way. Like, after that, it is, like, like, that's, bro, you broke glass. Like, right. I could have got cut up. That's death. That's
could have literally killed me.
That's why it's crazy when after they fought, he, like, hopped out and then just started fighting both peoples.
Who?
Khabib.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Khabib was pretty scary. Wasn't he the guy that wrestled bears?
Yeah, he did wrestle bears.
He did, right?
Yeah.
The Russian guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he's Russian, but he's, like, anywhere in that general area. Like, Middle Eastern.
Oh, okay.
Like, a lot of that, like, I mean...
Yeah. How the fuck did we get to this conversation?
We're talking about sports.
Oh, you just want to admit that Def Jam is, like, a sports game.
It's not a sports game.
Would you at least agree that it would be very fun?
It would be fun.
To play?
But I'm saying feelings would get involved. I know for a fact the way these niggas are set up, feelings would get involved. They already beef over stupid shit.
I know. But could you imagine, currently, name a rapper.
Okay, Lil Bo.
He would be a tough fighter. Like,
nah, stop that. Stop that.
Why?
You think it would be a tough fighter?
I don't know.
Lil Pump. Yeah, would 6ix9ine be a tough fighter?
Oh, that would be weird. He'd probably catch all the smoke. Put him in the game.
Most evasive player. What's the basic character?
Every other character just has like a fatality where they just
piece him up
at the end.
He's gonna be the dude that like bodyguards and cops like helping him in the game.
If you only get like 6-9's life so low, like cops come out and beat your
ass. Yeah, right. It's like a 8 gates jump.
Takashi can't lose.
Like, once his health is low enough, he could activate that jump. That's crazy.
That would be hilarious. All right, let's think of another rapper. What about Kodak?
Kodak?
Yeah. Well, he's in jail right now.
Yeah.
He'd probably fight.
You think he could fight?
He can slug it out. Big dude.
He's pretty chunky.
Yeah. Let's slug it out with
a little chunky. I don't know. I think he's kind of short. I think he's short.
Is he?
Yeah. I'm not saying that he wouldn't put up a fight, but I'm just saying he looks pretty short.
It's kind of like a lot of
guys look short. Like, yeah, they look so tall in pictures, but I'm like, yo, they're actually really short.
Think about using the baby in Def Jam. That'd be really fun.
I feel like they would dig you just because of all the like the people he slumped in the...
Exactly.
He's already slumped so many people.
He just has the nastiest slap in the game.
Like hardest hitting character, but he's the smallest one.
The nastiest slap of the game, bro.
No, for real.
You can really hear it. The controller vibrates.
I don't know. That's just a hard one.
All right. Let's think of one more.
It would be a crazy game. I would agree, though.
I'm trying to think of more rappers.
More rappers?
It's actually pretty funny.
You're just giving them ideas, bro. Come on. Like, we got to say this to ourselves.
Stop. No.
We got to say this
We're not doing this. We would never be able to license this game, so I don't care about talking about this.
Bro, what?
It will never work.
I want all rights.
Huh? What would Kid Cudi do?
Hum. just hum out. Yeah, yo, for real, my man's like a Jigglypuff. My man's like a Jigglypuff. He just knock you the fuck out with them hums.
He said day and night.
Yo, could you imagine, like, I'm just saying the studio, like, I always talk about this when it comes to music. Imagine being in the studio with some of these guys when they make their ad-libs and shit like that has to be the funniest shit ever.
So, yeah, in the booth?
Yeah. I'm in the booth. You're the producer. Imagine you're a rapper.
Who has the best ad-libs of all time to you?
Travis Scott's are good.
Travis Scott's are really good.
Like, lit. Like, you know, he just, like, straight
he
up.
He stole a lot of those from Big Sean, I feel like.
Which one?
Damn, which one was it? I think It's Lit was Big Sean's.
I don't recall. I've
a lot of those, like, I remember a lot of those ad libs being used by Big Sean, and then like Travis Scott kind of took him over, but he auto tuned the fuck out of him, and then created his own style.
So you know,
but I would have to say Designer probably wins that battle for me.
Oh yeah, he's up there. He's definitely up there.
I think Designer is one of the world's greatest hype men.
I like, for me, like, Pusha T's kills me, but it's also like Offset. All him and Offset are like in the same bracket to me. It's like disgust. They always have a disgusting ad lib. It's like, ugh. It's like, ugh.
Like, disgusting.
Like, yeah, this bar was nasty. Just like, like, I gotta spit this out. Literally. I gotta spit this out. The streets need this.
Oh my god.
I'm about to, like, yo, like, next rapper's just gonna, like, dry heave. And that joke.
Well, you gotta think about all.
I spit fire in the booth.
You gotta think about the other rappers that also have, like, reach over other characters. Let's say, like, J. Cole or Meek Mill.
Okay.
Someone of that stature. You know how tall they are?
Oh, what about them?
Just, like, going against... I don't know. I'm still thinking about the game.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Like, as far as, like, how they would go?
Yeah.
I just think the thing that got me with Def Jam was, like, the fighting styles.
Yeah.
Like,
very New York.
I'm just saying, Big Sean. Sean Paul knew fucking Capoeira. This thing was just out here just doing, like, doing backflips off your neck and shit, like... I'm like, bro, I wish I would see Big Sean flipping like this. Or, like, even, like, Snoop Dogg. Like, they had Snoop Dogg doing crazy-ass kickboxing moves. Like, I never, like, both kicks were, like, whips. Like, we were just whipping your shit.
It was kind of, it was kind of like Tekken, almost.
Yeah, like the fighting style. Yeah. But, like, three D format.
Yeah.
Like, not, like, a 2D.
Right.
Which I like. That's what it was, like, it had, like, wrestling vibes to it, in a sense. Like, mm-hmm. I used to enjoy, like, the WWE games. Because my cousin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I used to play them, too. Yeah, we used to play a lot, actually.
What was that? Like, I mean, yeah, yeah. I'm saying, yeah, Nintendo 64 type days. Even, like, PS2 had a couple of RA jumps, like, back when, like SmackDown versus Raw was a thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Did you see actually, we already talked about that. Sorry.
I feel like we're trailing off. I feel like.
We trailed off a lot.
Yeah. So let's get crazier. Into the Tyra Banks.
Fuck the Tyra Banks.
You don't
want
to talk about that? That's funny as shit.
It is super fucking funny. Hold on. Sorry.
Bro, we already know what we're going to say. We should just bang it. Just stop getting to talk about Def Jam. I mean, really? What's it talking about Def Jam? I mean, fucking video game.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
All right.
I'm gonna make that game, and just drop
Rumble
it out
Fighter,
there,
bro.
Rumble
Fighter. Rumble. All
right, let's bang.
You have to edit that. That's so fast. The context of what they might have heard is so fast.
I might have to keep that.
But so Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks. Like, cancel culture is trying to destroy her.
Shut her shit down.
Right. Rightfully so, though.
It's like I feel like. It's crazy because, like, the generation we live in now is so sensitive. Like, that's why they're taking it personal now. Like, the mindset's changed. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people try to be more, like, the movement now is just to be more considerate of people's feelings. So, like, they're showing the clips of her, like, just, you know, slashing down models that she worked with. You know, like making fun of shawties with, like, gaps or, like... Like
she gave a dude a beard weave.
Yeah, give a guy a beard weave. Or like that crazy shit where she was talking about like one of the contestants was like, I'm gay.
Could you imagine me putting fake like
a beard on me?
A beard weave.
I'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't. It didn't even look real. Like the fact that it didn't even look real. Like that. It looked like a Party City beard. Like it looked like a Party City beard. Like.
It did. That's the problem.
Like, it was just, like, Beijinged out. Like, like it was just so crisp. You could see it. Like, like they didn't even blend it. Like, if they would have blended it.
Not at all.
So, like, that looked terrible. But, like, the gay thing was what got me. Like, there was one contestant who was like, I'm gay. And she's like, yeah, well, I'm black. You don't just see me going on the red carpet saying, like, I'm black, I'm black. I was like, yo, she really, that side looked a little, like. A little like shocking. Fuck. That's like you can't really tell somebody how to express how like their pride. Like if that like,
yeah.
Like if they're proud to be gay and they want to say it, that's on them. Like
yeah, if that's something they want to like
express,
you know, champion like
yo, I'm gay
throughout their entire
yeah,
life
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'd be like, I just think that's crazy coming from her.
Well,
so now I understand why like the cancel culture is like
there is
going
a
for her.
But there is a generation of women and men. Where, because she's not, how old is she? She's like in her 40s, right?
I don't, honestly, but like, I remember Tyra Banks from when I was like a young boy.
That's what I'm like, saying. Like, I remember that show being on, what was it, Next Top Model?
Yeah.
That being on, and I was a kid.
That's
like,
what I'm
I was really a kid, and she was an adult
she still
already.
Look good.
Right. That's, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Don't crack. Yo, like, I just remember her from like that Disney movie with Lindsay Lohan.
I didn't watch
she was
that.
Like, she was like a Barbie, and like, she came to life.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
but I don't know. There's an old. She's pretty old school. So like,
yeah,
I can see like
why she's so forward with it.
Yeah, like, well, I can see why she's catching this kind of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And age has to do a lot with it.
You think if she was younger, it would have got the pass?
I think if she was younger, she wouldn't do that.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're probably right.
You know what I mean? Like she wouldn't.
That's true, but like
those actions would have never came out.
I don't really know any other like model.
It's just
like,
a different
modeling
time.
Shows anymore anyway. Like besides her, like what competition did she really have?
They probably like were realizing that cancel culture was a thing, and they were like, "Yo, we can't do another season." I'm joking, obviously. I don't really know.
people love Ratchet TV. Like Black Ink was
is
like,
America's Next Top Model Ratchet TV?
I think so. Cause sometimes they be saying some real crazy shit. I mean. There's drama regardless. I'm sure there's been a fight on there at some point. Like there's no reality show that hasn't had a fight.
I want to hear you say that that's a Ratchet TV show of Tyra.
That's a Ratchet TV show of Tyra Banks.
There's no way. I would never consider that Ratchet. Maybe I'm Ratchet. I think you just exposed a little bit of myself.
I say it all. I tell somebody if they. Yeah, maybe.
You think I'm Ratchet?
Maybe.
Damn.
I mean, you like holding the walls a lot, so.
What does that mean?
That's
what?
Like, that's Ratchet. Like, when I watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and that's Ratchet. But like I know what to expect.
That's not ratchet.
That's a ratchet show. That's mad grungy. I'm talking about like living with rats and shit, just like casually. Like,
that's such a good show.
It is. I'm still binging it. But yeah, that's just crazy with the whole Tyra Banks thing.
Do you think she should get canceled though?
I mean, I stopped paying attention to her show. I didn't even know. I don't even know if it's still running.
I have no idea.
Because I'm like, watch cable TV. Because if there is, like, that's, you know how many seasons that is? Who's gonna own all those seasons? You can't sell that. 30, 40, 50 seasons of America's Top Model, bro. You'd watch, like, who's buying this?
You better watch out. She probably re-released that shit. I wonder if she owns that.
If anything, she probably found like a streaming site. I know, like, so many girls like ask for like Bad Girls Club.
Oh, really?
They're like, yo, I want Bad Girls Club on Netflix. I'm like, which that actually makes a lot more sense.
Well, it's kind of like how Jersey Shore made it to Netflix or Hulu.
Jersey Shore came back, and I didn't even watch any of the episodes. Did you?
Did it come back?
Yeah.
That's a ratchet show.
Back when you was on Mary.
Yeah, I love that shit. Say it.
What?
Why are you nodding? You love it.
Say what? I did when I was younger, like in high school. I watched Jersey Shore when I was in high school, but like, I just felt like too old to keep up with it now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't care about these niggas' lives now. Like, oh, yeah. It's like such a break. Like,
oh, you mean like their new show that they came out with? Where they're all like...
They came back.
They came back.
I don't know if it's lasted, like how well that went. But
they're probably too mature for that shit.
Maybe.
It's a very, very you guys are immature show.
You guys are pushing like 30. Y'all too old to be acting like this.
Exactly. There's probably no content.
Like, start a family.
All right, so about, I think, a week or two ago, I got catfish.
How'd that make you feel? Hurt? Abandoned? Broken?
The distrust.
Lies. It's like when
the deception.
You felt like Terry Crews in White Chicks.
Exactly.
When he found out it was a man.
Well, I didn't feel like that.
No, I didn't mean...
You try to get me.
No, I just meant like, because Bolt, like, he's like, you're not white. Like, I didn't even care that it was a man. Like, he's like, you're not white. But no, seriously, how did you feel?
Yeah, I didn't know how to like internally react.
Like, what was the initial reaction?
I just pretended like I didn't. I don't know.
Like, you didn't beef?
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's crazy.
I was just like,
something's not different at all.
Yeah, I didn't, I feel like I didn't register it, like, healthy, like, in a healthy manner at all. I just, like, pretended, like, it just didn't happen.
It's kind of hard not to.
I was so in shock.
You kind of got to give it to them because they have the balls to knowingly do it.
Yeah.
I just found out about this thing called body dysmorphia, where like people see themselves differently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Explain.
Where it's like you could see yourself in the mirror and you probably think you're like, oh well, I'm looking pretty beefy, you know, six pack and everything, but in reality you're they say you actually see yourself differently. Not like saying like everybody does,
right?
But like some people like they're just that denial. The denial is just so strong that you mentally see yourself.
You think that's what's happening with people that are catfishing people out there?
That might be it. I'm throwing theories.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't know how to feel about it. I was just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like went with it. I didn't bring it up at all.
Yeah.
I feel like I definitely should have.
I feel like, yo, it's like, do you blow up the spot? Like, it's like, do you?
Yeah. Well, that was like probably my second time ever.
Okay.
Like that happening to me. And I was just pretty mad about it. Like internally, but I just wasn't reflecting it. I was just like,
because you don't want to be a dick.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to be that asshole. But I think if it happens to me one or two more times,
because like I've never
I'm gonna fucking snap. Like, I'm gonna explode, dude. I'm like, there's just too much.
Snap. What are you gonna say? What would you say? Like, how would you start that off?
Who is this?
Who the fuck is that? Yeah, like, who are you? But like,
I'm like, but I was here to meet Keisha. You don't seem to be like. You don't look like Keisha.
This is Keisha. Yeah, so like, I mean, but like, you've never been catfished where it was like another person.
No.
Okay.
It was just, they would use like. I think actually both times they would use photos of themselves, but they were like younger.
Okay.
So it'd be like the pictures are just outdated by like 3-4 years or something. And so like, which makes a lot of...
So like clinging to the past.
Sure.
Like the glory days, just want to live in them.
I guess, yeah.
They'll throw on the old varsity jacket, bro. Where I, you know, where a nigga threw the winning touchdown. Like, like you just cue that music. It's just like me on the field with a helmet, but ironically, a varsity jacket in game.
You're tripping.
Nah, but yeah, I know what you mean. Like, yeah, like I've had a similar experience. I've been catfished once before in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you tell?
Huh? It was just one of those. It was a while ago, like a couple years back, mm-hmm. and like I was on Tinder. Mm-hmm. No judgment here, like Planet Fitness. But so we met on.
All right. Go ahead. Tell me about your Tinder experience or your catfish. I'm gonna cut this out. So I'm trying to make it natural so that when I edit it, it sounds like you're just jumping right in. Yeah.
So, but yeah. So like we met on Tinder, and then like she was local, like not too, like literally just met, not even that far from me. So I was like, yo, I'm gonna pop up. I'm like pop up to like see you. So I pulled up to her job. And then, like,
wait. So all right. That I feel like that's is that a common place to like meet people like at their jobs?
She told me to.
Oh, really?
She's like, oh,
I would never want anyone to know where I worked. I feel like.
For real?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, like, if you talk to somebody, you kind of get to know anyway. Like, but for the most part, I don't know. Like,
oh, that's true, yeah.
Like,
but I'll never, like.
You don't know anybody that just posts what they're doing
at
work.
Yeah, like, I'll never try to think about the location, though. Like, I'm always, like, privy to the information of where they work, and. But I never, like.
Listen, I'm a man of action.
I never, like, pinpoint it to a map, but I hear you.
I'm a man of action.
Go on.
So, like, we linking now. Like, yo, don't hit me up if we ain't linking. That's just a law. That's a law.
He said, I'm available for lunch, dog. You
lunch. Better chill. I'm like, yo, like, if you, hey, like, I'm like, what are we talking about? We talking about practice? Yo, cue the Allen Iverson quote right now. Yo, he said, we're not talking about in game, we talking about practice. Like, I'm just saying, yo, tune in to my IG later on. I'm definitely feeling inspired.
All right. Oh, shit. All right, bro, continue with your story.
Anyway, I linked. I pulled up. She peeped me. And she saw what it was. I was like, I took it in. I took it in very fast and very casually.
You didn't say anything about it?
No.
Okay.
I didn't, because I'm not trying to be rude. So okay. It's just like, all right, like, I'm still like, even though you lied, like, you give me that this is false advertisement. Like, realistically, like,
you played it cool.
I played it cool because I like to look into people, like, before I really make a movement, a judgment, I like to look into the other person's perspective, like, why they could have did this, why they would have did this. And, like, that's what I just always think about. So it's like, yo, she must not feel, you know, mm-hmm. confident with herself and how she looks now or something. Like, I can't speak for, like, I can't speak for nobody. That's just what I could think of.
Right.
Like, if I was in her shoes, why wouldn't I want to show myself? Like, I mean, you only, like, you hide shit for a reason.
So you're just, like, trying to be nice about it.
Yeah. So, like, I was just, I still talk to her. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Because, like, I'm already here. Like, I might as well see this through. like, feel me? So, like, I just chilled with her that day. And then I kept it casual after that. But then after that, we ain't talk.
Oh, you just cut off all communication?
I let it off after that. Because, like, I could have been an asshole about it.
Right.
I'm like, but, like, still chilled. How? You still chilled? Like, realistically, we still chilled.
Yeah, so how many times does it have to happen to you before you actually snap?
Before I snap?
Yeah. Before you're like... I mean, snap in the most mild way ever. You know, like, just being like, yo, this isn't who you... Like, I'm literally pulling up the phone to your face type of, like, low-key disrespect.
At this point, it depends on, like, how far we're talking. Like, when I'm looking at pics in general, like, feel me? Like, I'm, I mean, Mm-hmm. I don't like if you don't. If you're talking to somebody, you're not looking at their social. That's just weird. I don't know. I just feel like that's weird. Like, not saying that you gotta be worried or like spying, but it's just like if you post like if a shawty I like is posting a pic, you best believe I'm showing love. Like, feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm gonna show love, but like I like peep shit. Like, feel me? Like if you not taking. If you not taking like so like if you just posting the same pictures, it's saying something.
Like, no body shots.
Yeah, like no body shots. I mean, you don't want like,
just
don't,
all selfies.
Like, yeah, you just don't. Yeah, like you just don't want to. You just don't want to show like you hide
right,
something.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
But sorry, I'm.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good. You know what's going on.
No, I don't.
Bro, you right here. Fuck, you know what's going on.
I need to know what's happening there.
Anyway, but yeah, like I just push that aside, you know, like, I just, like, because at the end of the day, like, I just don't respect it. You feel me? Like, I'm not mad enough to snap. Like, I'm not mad enough to snap on you.
Yeah, I hear
you. Feel me? Like, it's never that deep.
Well, that's what I, like, I feel like, it's I felt like deep. I had to explain to you, like, I don't mean, like, snapping as in, like, screaming and, like, calls in the scene. I mean, like, in the most mild form, like, just. Yeah, I mean snapping, like, in the most mild form. Like, I'm trying to, yeah, I'm just very blatant about, like, hey, what, you don't look like this.
I just don't.
When is it ever like okay to do that?
To tell somebody
is that okay to do?
I just feel like it's hard to do that without hurting somebody's feelings.
Yeah, but like,
cause it just means like that's just showing you're not fond of what you see. Like,
so are you saying this is like a
so you call you
like fool me once?
It's funny because
shame on me.
Yeah, in a way, yeah. That's a pretty good like. We're not going to J. Cole it, you know, on the third one. the chopper, huh? Nah, but, yeah, that's just my, like.
I think if it happens to me again, it's definitely on me. I feel like, what are the red flags that you're about to get catfish?
The red flag?
Yeah, spit some game.
I've only been catfish once, so I can't.
Oh, that's right.
I'm like, I can't really.
I probably have more game than you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah,
right. I'm not gonna expose myself like that. I don't know any.
I'm like, I mean, like, I
probably fall for it again.
I mean, I see. It's crazy because like I see people. It happens to just people like I know personally that people are making fake accounts of like with their pictures. They'll be like, "Yo, report this page."
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, I'm like,
that's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like I just think it's weird to want to live another person's life.
Yeah,
or to be another person.
Yeah, that is insane.
That's insane. Like cat, like I mean, like I never watched Catfish on like MTV, mm-hmm. but like I'm sure it was a great show.
I saw a couple episodes.
That's insane. Like
I think I only saw the one with Charlamagne the God.
For real?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I can't like I've seen clips like promoted by like Facebook right. or like YouTube shit like that. But, like if it's just like a fun, it's so funny that it's spreading through the internet because it's that funny. Mm-hmm. Like it was like one where it was a chick. It was a chick that was like that was the catfish, mm-hmm. and like the dude's waiting for her outside with flowers, and then as soon as the door opens, it's this short ass like Arabian looking man, like bald. He looked like Danny DeVito, like Holy an Arabian shit. Danny DeVito.
Can you imagine getting catfished by Danny DeVito?
I'd probably laugh.
I'm like,
he would do that though. I feel like he would do.
Oh, are you saying that because like
his persona in the show?
In the show, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know him outside, but the fact that he's willing to do a show like that. Says a lot about you. I don't care what Always is. If you're on Always Sunny, it says a lot about you. I was gonna tell you, like, Diddy was on there. Like,
was he?
Yeah, that show. That episode is funny as shit. Yo, Diddy is funny as shit.
Yeah, he is. Actually, Diddy is like one of
the funniest.
Yeah, he's a funny ass actor. Like, Get Him to the Greek.
Yeah.
His role is too funny. It's too real.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's get into some Doja Cat.
All right, cool.
Cause
that's your girl, right?
Yeah. What? Was I supposed to say no?
Nah, I just didn't know if you really banged with her like that. That was a test.
No, what do you mean?
Just the test to see if you banged with her like that.
Oh, like her music?
Yeah, like you're a heavy. Would you say you're a heavy fan?
Oh no.
Are you Cat Gang? Cat Gang for life.
I mean, I am, but now. Not because of Doja.
Right, not
because
of the music.
No, so No, I first heard of her because of the cow song that she...
The Moo song?
The Moo whatever song that was blowing up and trending all over the goddamn internet, well, a couple years back.
Yeah.
And then she started kind of creeping back in. I actually didn't... I think I only know her through, like, some of her, like, outside of music actions, I guess.
Okay.
Like, she's been popping up on... She came up on my live like crazy. But I think she has a couple of really good songs that she just dropped.
Yeah, recently.
Recently.
I feel like after that song, she really started to showcase as an artist.
Right.
And it made me respect it. But like a lot of female artists nowadays remind me of like Nicki Minaj.
I still don't have them like... I don't have those songs added to my library though.
I don't think I will.
You know what I mean? Like, but I don't mind if someone's playing it.
For real?
Yeah. If someone's playing it, like I don't care.
For real, for real.
At all. I don't mind it at all, but I don't think I'll ever, like,
add it to my library.
You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm like that with only, like, female rappers. Like, I have, like, female singers. Like, I listen to a lot of their songs. Mm-hmm. And, like, I have them added in my library, but, like, there's just nothing they can, like, I feel like a female rapper could say that's gonna make me, like, nod my head and, like, 'cause I can't relate. Feel me? Like, their rap sound a lot different than what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Who would be like, fucking nigga, take his bag. Like, I'm like, I don't know about it. I can't get down with that. Like, I'm like, I can't get down with that.
Like some,
you feel me?
Meg Thee Stallion
yeah,
style.
Yeah, like scam okay. A nigga, take his, yeah. Like, feel me? Like,
or like Cardi B.
Cardi like, B, yeah. Like, they talk about just like, you know, their hustles.
Cardi B is crazy.
She is.
Like, her music's crazy, not her.
Oh, why you say that?
Like, I like her music.
Oh.
I like Cardi's music more than I'd probably like Doja's.
It's because her writing team is crazy.
Yeah, you're really stuck on that,
bro. No, I don't hate her for writing. Like, we spoke about this before. I don't care about the ghostwriting thing. It's just like I respect her ghostwriter. Like a lot of the credit,
like the Migos.
No, I'm sure Offset has written for her.
Is it Offset or Offset?
Nah, bro, they all teaming that. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm playing.
I'm not editing that out.
I know. You're just gonna ruin my chances with Cardi.
Yeah, all right. That's what's gonna do it.
That's crazy. You gonna ruin my chances.
No. So I think, and the most recent thing I've heard about Doja was if her fans get her music up to number one on, I think, billboards or whatever chart she was referring to, that she'd actually show her tits on the internet. And she didn't do it. She got number one.
I remember seeing...
That's, like, the most recent thing I've heard about her.
I saw her do, like, the snippet of hers doing that on live, like, where she's explaining to her. Like, she's like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm like... I was like...
She said, finesse.
Yeah, yo, for real. Like, really scammed y'all. I'm like, yo, because I saw memes that had me dying. It was like one meme where Bo had like 6 phones, a laptop, and on the TV, and they were all streaming the song at once.
Like, what?
Yeah. The caption said when Doja Cat said show her tits and she was number one. I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, I mean, the dedication for the meme.
I still didn't even listen to it.
I don't listen to her music.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I never even gave it that. It still got
like, I mean, I've had people play it for me. And I'm like, all right, yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. And I don't even mean that in like the sarcastic way. I actually mean like, yeah, it sounds good, but I'm indifferent.
Right. I hear it.
But the news I saw was about her, like, cancel culture coming for her too now. Just with I guess they found this song that she made called Didn't Do Nothing, which was pretty much like they're saying it's an anti-black like subliminal song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Where pretty much, like, the hook is, like, you know, if I didn't do nothing, how much would I didn't do nothing if I didn't do nothing actually didn't do nothing? Wow. Because, you know, like, the stereotype is, like, you know, when black people get arrested, it's like, oh, yo, I didn't even do anything. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, she's pretty, like, I feel, you know, that, like, I and it's crazy because I heard it the first time and I kept looking for, like, the subliminal until I really, like, put my mind to it.
Yeah.
And she was just, yeah, like, so that's just... You know, I frown upon it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, why would you, like, especially when that's your own race? Because she's mixed. I know she's half black.
It kind of ties into the tire thing we touched upon.
What do you mean?
Where I think age has a lot to do with it.
But she's young.
I know. I'm trying to get at the fact that I'm trying to figure out who I would want to cancel and who I would allow to get a second chance.
Okay, so you give her a second chance.
I don't know if, well, you mentioned Is that like her first like?
Well, I mean, there's a tweet saying where she's like talking about like Arabic people, saying that they should like go back to like the Middle East.
Yeah, I saw that one actually.
And made like a bomb or something like that. Like,
right.
So like that's, I mean, that's like two right there. And then a video, like I said, a video had surfaced on top of that song, the tweet. Mm-hmm. There was a video surfacing of her like on like Chat Roulette where she's like in this group chat with all these just, you know, these regular suburban ass white boys, mm-hmm. and they're she's just like saying nigga for them, and apparently like she says that she she's renouncing her black heritage.
Right.
She's like, I wish I wasn't black. Shit like that.
Oh, really?
Because according to like whatever the blogs are saying, they're just like saying that she's like her dating preference is more towards white men than it is like black men.
Okay.
Which I mean, like, I don't care to know that, but it's like it says a lot to know that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
It definitely does.
Yeah. Like now that I know that about you, it says a lot about you.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so...
Is like, that recent that like, they're trying to, like...
I've seen that. I just saw it recently within the past 2 days.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, so it's just, like... And I think it's crazy because her career was just going up. So, mm-hmm. like, I don't know if this could, like, potentially, like... If it does go through, because, like, so, you know, like, I don't know how the... Like, some people, like, follow because they don't know. And then, like, you feel me? Shit changes. Because I feel like with the 6ix9ine thing, for an example, mm-hmm. that snitching shit. I'm not gonna say it canceled him, but like I feel like he lost. He did lose a lot of fans. He lost fans, but he still has a large following. But I wouldn't. I still believe that he took a hit.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I've been seeing a lot less of him since he got his numbers. I think he's being investigated again
for like violating his parole. Or
no,
or like
for. I think he did
probation.
No, he it's something involving his music and the way he got his numbers.
Okay.
And his streams, because you know how he broke the records on YouTube and he was claiming it at least. But there was proof visually, I guess, on his live. But I think he's being investigated by like YouTube or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
To see if it's actually real or not. Shit, what were we talking about? Doja Cat?
This Doja Cat thing. Just like, yeah, that's, I don't know where, how that's to be handled. Like, I just think I don't care.
I don't think she should get canceled. I mean, that's such a harsh thing to do to anybody. It's just to cancel them. Yeah. Because it implies that they can't, like, grow. They can't evolve. They can't learn from their mistakes.
But doesn't that sound like, that's like, but that sounds like the easy way out.
But it's also like cancel culture also like goes for shit in like their early history. Like they did with like who did they do it to a lot of people. I just can't recall anyone.
I can think of like five people right now.
You know what I mean? Like they just go into like their depths of Twitter that they created in like
years ago.
Yeah, like 10 years ago. They said some dumb shit because they were 14. You know what I mean? Like, and 14-year-olds say stupid shit all the time. Like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up, but it is what it is. I'd be damned if, like... Have you ever been on, like, so you said she was on Chat Roulette or something like that?
Something like that. Have you ever been on
any of those sites?
No.
Oh, really?
I always hear about it, though.
I've been on it when I was, like, a kid. That's, like, a very child thing to do, to get on, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, adults aren't doing that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm only imagining how young she probably was... Saying stupid shit like that on chat. Like, have you ever been into those kind of chat rooms? Like,
she ain't look that young. She looked like at least 18.
That's young.
Like, maybe.
18 is still young.
Yeah, I feel you. Still an adult.
I hear you. So how do you feel about her not, like, revealing?
Revealing what?
Her titties, goddamn it!
Like, I don't care.
Why not?
That's the same thing as like OnlyFans to me. That's like niggas is paying for titties when porn is free. Feel me? Like yo, like that's just how I. That's just my perspective.
Hmm.
Like I just don't care. Like I don't care for Doja Cat. I don't like.
Oh shit, forgot about that button.
It It's because it's a fucking distance. I'm like Michael Jordan arm stretching for this.
My bad.
Hogging to all the buttons. You want to wrap this up?
Oh, I mean, we can. We're an hour and 7 minutes in.
All right, cool. All right, so we want to thank y'all for tuning in. I want to thank you for tuning in.
Why are you fuck whispering,
the rhythm,
bro?
You fucked up the rhythm.
He said.
Fuck up the rhythm.
Trying to give you some intro music.
We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Almanac Podcast. This is your host, Eddie, and your boy, Alex.
Yo.
I'm just okay. Kidding. That was so dry and sleepy.
Yo.
Yeah, like I said, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. We're still like working out the kinks as far as like when we'll be dropping episodes. You know, we're trying our best just to bring y'all, you know, the best content we can at a time with this. You know, we know things are slowly like opening up again. So
we didn't talk about the quarantine like.
Yeah, at all. You know, because at the point, we, you know.
And we, how people were reacting.
It's fair to say America's, you know, gotten over it.
Yeah.
It's a united, like, consensus.
Such an American thing to do. Just to get over
it's
a
done.
Pandemic.
Cancel culture. So for America said Corona. But yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. See y'all next week.
That's maybe. It.